Nice enough to join us now, my main man, Mark Otto from Red Brand Fence. I am proud to wear the Red Brand logo on the shirt, on the back, on the hat, my pens, you name it. Banners were all over dinner in Derby. Mark, thanks for some time today. How's Del Mar treating you, my friend?
It's excellent. Del Mar's cool as ever. There's nothing else you can say about it. Greatest place on earth as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we got gearing it covered. Mark's out there.
Gearing up for the Pacific Classic, lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, Mark's covered it out in Del Mar. I got things locked down here in Saratoga. We got them covered, brother. We got them covered.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend of racing. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up. You know, we're really excited. I mean, Red Brand has been a part of this industry for decades. And, you know, we've really stepped it up over the last few years. And, you know, it's partnerships like with you and Gary Stevens, HRN, Breeders' Cup, NTRA. It's just a group effort from everybody that makes it possible. And we continue to refine the fence and improve it. And, you know, we're getting ready to install some at Kentucky Downs. We have it at Old Friends Farm. This stuff is all over the world. It's in Dubai, Hong Kong, Australia, the UK, you name it. This weekend we have Joel Rosario, Dryden Van Dyke, and Gary Stevens riding with Red Brand on them. So we're really proud of that, really excited about it.
Yeah, Joel, of course, out there from Saratoga to ride the 8-5 morning line favorite, Accelerate, in the Pacific Classic Saturday, out where the turf meets the surf. You know, up here at Saratoga, Mark, the question I think I get asked the most about the fence, and what people don't know, is they ask, well, is this just horse fence? And the answer to that question is no. We do fence for really any size prop, from a half acre home to Claiborne Farm.
Yeah, that's the beauty of Red Brand. You know, there's a couple of things about Red Brand that's unique in the industry. One, we make our own steel, we make our own wire, and we make our own fence. That's really rare. Most people purchase the raw materials and then weave their fence. We actually make it from scrap steel. We actually have our own furnaces. We melt it. Goes into what they call billets, which is 5x5, 50-foot long pieces of steel. Those get drawn down into wire. Those get woven into fence. We make everything from lawn and garden Red Brand up to King Ranch, which is literally used on the King Ranch in Texas. We have product being installed right now in national parks for buffalo containment. We have stuff being installed at the King Ranch. We have deer and wildlife. And then we have stuff that is done right down to keeping somebody's pet in the backyard that could be installed up against split rail or a wooden fence so that they don't go underneath. We make a lot of innovative products. We do. One of the things that is unique about us is that because we're so closely connected to all the industries, whether it's horse racing, cattle, wildlife, we really are constantly trying to refine the products and come out with new products as these industries need them.
Yeah, well, I mean, the horse fence, the videos you've shown me when we've gotten together, the safety, and you know, in a day and age where you mentioned Old Friends, I'm going to be hosting an event for a Rerun, one of the biggest adoption agencies in New York, on August 28th. In a day and age where the welfare and safety of the animal is paramount, these horses can't be better protected than they can be by this fence.
And the ironic part is another misnomer with the product, whether it's our V-mesh, the KeepSafe, or non-climb, there's this perception that it's more expensive than board or steel or, you know, depending on the part of the country you're from. The reality is when you factor in the life of the fence, it's actually less expensive. And that doesn't even take into consideration any type of injuries, which it absolutely virtually eliminates. I mean, as the other challenge that farms are running into is as you get subdivisions and single-family homes that are building closer and closer and closer, one of the things that our products are being used for more and more is what they keep out as much as what they keep in. So it really works well to, you know, create that perimeter and keep the pets out from the neighboring subdivision, keeping the coyotes out, keeping the wandering animals wherever you live. And it truly creates a barrier that is aesthetically, you know, acceptable, because you can actually, you don't have to change the look of the farm. You know, I tell farms all the time, they're like, well, you know, we've been floorboard forever. You can put this stuff on the inside, and it'll still give you that protection. If a horse runs into it, he's gonna bounce off it. And even if he breaks a couple of boards, the injury is going to be far less than if he went through that board fence. And today, you know, the values go up. I mean, you know, we're seeing it more and more. People are buying shares just because of the cost of them. You know, one of the things that a lot of the horsemen are talking to me about is that, you know, it doesn't have to be a catastrophic injury to change the horse's career. You know, if that horse gets injured from something as silly as running into the fence, it could throw him off the career path that the trainer and the owner had planned for him. So when you really factor in, you know, the life of these athletes, and you know, you stop and think about it, just like what we just saw with Justify, you know, these guys aren't racing, you know, for years and years and years like they do in other parts of the world. So it's more important than ever that they say, you know, one of our ads actually says, keep them on course, on track, and on schedule. And that's really one of the things it does by eliminating injuries, keeping things out of the paddock. You know, even as simple as Ken Ramsey made the comment to me that one of the things he likes is it keeps the trash out of the paddock. They're on a major road in central Kentucky where I live, and, you know, it keeps the garbage from blowing into the paddocks.
And, you know, you mentioned the last couple of years, you've really brought the brand, no pun intended, you really brought Red Brand to the fore. But the company's been around for over a century.
1889. And the thing that's unique about it is it isn't just a name that's been sold and handed around. We've been in the same location since the turn of the century, and it's literally been the same product. I mean, they've obviously made improvements, but, I mean, we literally the same product being made in the same area since 1889. And that's almost unheard of. We still have one of the very first weaving machines in the building. It's just on display. But the history is amazing with the company. And one of the biggest things that we offer that I feel sets us apart is because of the fact that we make our own steel, we make our own wire, and we've been doing this as long as we have, it really goes to the consistency of the product. You know, you buy a Red Brand today, and you buy Red Brand again next year, it's going to install the same way. It's going to stretch evenly, and it's going to last. And if it doesn't, we're going to make it right with you. You know, that's the other thing. We're part of this industry. We aren't just guys that float through Kentucky twice a year, or New York or California. You'll pretty much find us or our people like you or Gary or Dryden wherever, you know, major things are going on. You know, we truly want to be part of this 12 months a year, not just the week before Breeders' Cup and a week before Derby.
Well, you'll see Red Brand all over your TV screen tomorrow night during the Pacific Classic and the card at Del Mar. You got a pick for us tomorrow?
You know, I got to stay kind of neutral. We got a lot of people out there from Bob to Gary and Joel and Dryden. We're just looking for everybody to have a good trip and come back safe.
All right, well, Mark, thank you for everything you do. You will join us next week.
We really appreciate what the industry does. You know, we're honored to be part of it. And we have another big announcement coming up next week. So tell people to keep their eye on Twitter and Facebook, because there's going to be, we have some new riders coming on for Red Brand, and we have some new things going on at Santa Anita. So you'll be seeing more of Red Brand in 2019.
Fantastic. And you'll hear from Red Brand next Saturday, part of our Saturdays at Saratoga, presented by visitbarbados.org. That coverage for the Travers, the Midsummer Derby, will also be presented by Red Brand Fence. Mark, thanks for some time, Enjoy your trip to where the turf meets the surf at Del Mar, my friend.
All right.
Mark Otto from Red Brand Fence.